I go,
duh. Okay, Mal.
I really want one.
Okay, let's roll it. I want some flavor of the street, Mal. And let's move it as quickly as we can so we can get on the road. On this Tuesday in Paris, the rains have let up and the sun is shining again. I think we might say it's not only shining up there, but it's also shining in the faces of the young ladies. You have not lost any optimism, have you, Mrs. Singleton?
No.
How about you, Mrs. Jeffrey?
No, certainly not.
And Mrs. McElhannon?
No, certainly not.
Thus far on the trip here, has everything been just about as you would have expected it to be?
No.
It hasn't? What has been different?
I think we've made progress more rapidly
than you expected.
Yes.
Would the rest of you girls agree with that, that progress has been a little more rapid? Are you a bit surprised all of the attention, all of the publicity given, not only in the papers of Paris, but also in the English language papers that have been coming in here? Are you surprised about this?
Not surprised, but very pleased.
Would you have any particular thoughts on this Tuesday for the some 60 ladies in the Dallas-Fort Worth area who are in the same situation that you are in? And of course, they are a part of the some 1,400 in the country. Do you have any particular thoughts for them on this day?
We're very hopeful, and I think they should be, that we're going to accomplish something here.
Anyone like to add anything to that? On this Tuesday in Paris, the young ladies are still quite hopeful. They have reason to believe that perhaps by this hour tomorrow, they will have made contact with the North Vietnamese, and hopefully they will have gained some additional information about their husbands. From Paris, for WFAA, Murphy Martin reporting. Almost everything in English.
Well, I would say everything in English.
Everything in English. Nothing was said to you except they asked you.
They have told me twice in French, one of the men, the thin man that stayed with us all the time, have said to me in French, but later repeated to you in English, that he understood very well this lady's feeling. But we must understand as well that they have a lot of work at the moment, but they will surely see them and talk to them. That's all he said, and then he repeated this later to you in English. He said that twice. We understand their feeling, and we understand what they are here for, and we will see them for sure.
Early in the conversation, shortly after we arrived, and we were in there about 30 minutes, shortly after we arrived, was I misreading him? He seemed to indicate that they may see them this morning. Did you get that impression, or was I misreading him?
He was hesitant, I think. I don't think.
You don't think that he meant to see them today?
No.
When did they go to the Vietnamese for discussion? The first time, was it not when they said, we will check with the superior?
Yes, that's right.
Began speaking in Vietnamese.
That's right.
And the next time was when we were discussing whether to make public the meeting for tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock.
That's right.
Also, they went to Vietnamese when they discussed only the four ladies without an interpreter, you or me or anyone else being present.
I think so. I'm not sure of that. I think so. And they were hesitant, and they talked in French many times and quite long, and in Vietnamese about this publication of this meeting tomorrow.
Did you... How would you consider their English good?
Not very good, no. Not very good. Mr. Tom's English was better. But I don't think he has a very, very good English understanding.
You think he understands English?
I think he understands, yes.
Quite well.
Quite well, yes.
Ladies, as we drive back into Paris, what are your impressions from your first contact with the North Vietnamese, Mrs. Singleton?
I noticed that the eye contact was very poor. I tried to get their attention with my eyes, but they would not meet my eyes. And it was very obvious when we left and they shook our hands that they would not look at us. They lowered their heads.
Is this surprising?
Only to the extent that their words sounded so sincere, and it was a little bit hard to tell by their faces how sincere they really were. Their words seemed to be most sincere, but they would not look at it. They would not look at my face in full.
Mrs. Hartness, what was your impression of the short meeting, the first contact you had with them?
I felt they were extremely cordial, which I did not expect to encounter when we got there. I felt pressure from the men in the security station because their eyes were on us constantly. But the two men that we were talking to, I felt they were very cordial.
Mrs. Jeffrey, what are your impressions about this first contact and meeting?
I think it looks very hopeful that we are going to meet somebody tomorrow, and then we'll be able to further explore this.
Was there anything particularly surprising about this first meeting today?
No, I was surprised that they spoke English at all. They said that we wouldn't need an interpreter, that they could speak English. And they took our names and looked at pictures of our children. So I think we'll find out more tomorrow, possibly about our husbands.
Mrs. McElhannon, what were your first impressions about this contact today?
I thought they were very cordial, too, much more than I had expected. And I think they were very much expecting us this morning because they obviously were prepared with their security people and the picture of Ho Chi Minh in the little house. And I was just met with more warmth than I expected.
Each of you, I noticed, showed the pictures of your children. What were some of the questions? I didn't hear all of the questions. I know they ask you some questions about the children, Mrs. Jeffrey.
Oh, when I showed him a picture of my son, who is 4.5 years old, he asked me if my husband had ever seen him. And I said, yes, when he was a little baby, but it's Mrs. Jeffrey's husband who has never seen
Mrs. Singleton.
Mrs. Singleton's husband has never seen their child, and Mrs. Singleton showed a picture of their son.
Mrs. Singleton, what did he say when you showed the picture of your son?
I showed him the picture of my son, and I said, my husband has never seen this child, and he said, I know.
He said, I know?
Yes.
Did this come as a shock to you?
I think it would have come as more of a shock had I not been so surprised by our entrance. I was very much surprised when the door immediately opened up. I had envisioned our having to wait at the door and knock for some time, but when we walked up and the door opened, they were so ready for us that I got the impression that they knew quite a bit about us.
Mrs. Hartness, any comments they made when you showed them the pictures of your three children? What were the comments?
Well, they asked me if my three children were here in Paris, and this was after we stated that we must get back to our children soon. And they asked if they were here, and I explained no, that they were in Dallas.
Mrs. McElhannon, did they have any particular comments when you showed them pictures?
Made no comment about my children.
None at all?
None at all.
Ladies, do you feel, what are your feelings at this moment about your trip thus far, Mrs. McElhannon?
Well, so far I think it's been very successful, and I still have a very optimistic viewpoint.
Mrs. Jeffrey, what is your impression of the trip thus far?
I'm still very hopeful myself that we're going to find something out.
Is this hard test?
I am very encouraged that they are going to see us.
This is Singleton.
I'm very much surprised that we've gotten as far as we have.
Ladies, I'm sure that each of you must realize that if nothing else happens, even for some reason, should tomorrow's meeting, which they set for 4 p.m., be canceled, that this is a first, the fact you were inside the compound and spoke with anyone. Do you think that this might really represent a breakthrough in the thinking of North Vietnam toward prisoners of war, Mrs. Singleton?
I think they have felt the pressure of the press, and they're responding in order to preserve their facade.
Mrs. Hardness?
I would like to think so. I really would.
Mrs. Jeffrey?
I hope that meeting us in person is enlightening them on a more personal level to the situation that they've put us in.
Mrs. McElhannon?
Yes, I think so. I think possibly this might touch on the human side of the Vietnamese.
I want to ask you very candidly now. The four of you came here, and I know that you have been disciplining yourself for any eventuality. A complete turn down, no attention whatsoever. Did each of you truly in your own mind, when you got on the plane to come to Paris for this mission, did you think that you would get to see the North Vietnamese?
I think I was very doubtful that I would, but after I was in Paris less than a day, I realized that they probably would be seeing us.
Mrs. Harkness?
No, I didn't think so, but I believe this is because it's better for me to believe that way.
Mrs. Singleton?
I hadn't given it much thought prior to the actual departure from New York, and at that time, it did occur to me that we really might find something out. And it was a rather hard situation to cope with.
Mrs. McElhannon?
Yes, I thought we would see the North Vietnamese because this has never been tried before. The manner in which we approached it has never been attempted, and I very much thought we would see them.
Do you feel, if you had an opportunity, at this very moment, I know each of you, in the past 12 hours, each of you has written to your husband. If you could speak to your husband this very moment about what you have done in the past 72 hours, what would you say to him, Mrs. McElhannon?
I don't know. If he were here, is this what you mean?
Or if you could speak to him by phone or just know that you can make contact with him.
I'm telling that I think that I'm very hopeful now and that I think that possibly in the near future he will be with us again.
Mrs. Jeffrey, what would you say to your husband?
Well, in a letter to him, I don't think I would want him to know I was doing this except in the matter of that it would reveal to him that we were still thinking of him and we're working towards having him released.
Is this Hardness?
I would like for Greg to know what we are doing. I think he would be pleased.
Is this Singleton?
I wish my husband could know what we're doing. I think he'd be more happy than he could possibly express.
En route from the North Vietnamese delegation near Orly Field back to Paris, Murphy Martin reporting.